Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Welcome back to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Always great to have you with us. Thank you to AFGE and the Operating Engineers Local 66 for supporting the show.
And guys, joining us right now, we've got Deb Klein of the Cleveland Jobs of Justice to rant and rave with us for a little bit. Deb, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here, and I think I'm like fired up and ready to go. Let's go.
Yeah, it sounds like it. From the way Angela got off the phone with you when she stuck you in the system, I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Here it comes. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's continue a little on the discussion about servers and wages and how much you tip. I know one of you, I don't remember which, was talking about the special at the restaurant for $3 or three, you know.
Yeah.
And there are restaurants out there that have specials for like $2.99.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Particularly diners.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they attract old people.
And that's the whole idea. And this is what I don't understand. I know that we base, most of us base the tip on the amount that's spent. However, in that case, they had to still do the same work for the $2.99 special
right.
that they would have done for a $20 special.
Yeah.
So my rule of thumb, I never tip less than $5.
Yeah.
So, you know, especially if you're at a full service restaurant, and you figure that's the least that you could give a server for their time, because and that's coming up at $20.
Yeah,
they had to do the work. They had to do the work, and they should be compensated for that.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. What gets me is that people. I mean, I figure out what the tip would be. But I have like a minimum that I tip at because I tip at least what the minimum would have been. But I'm not talking about like a $3 meal here. I'm talking about like I'm going out to dinner and dropping like $20 on like, you know, part of an appetizer, get your meal, get a drink. Because, I mean, that adds up quickly. But like you still like they do a lot of work for that. Like it doesn't matter if you bought a meal for $3.99 or if you bought a meal for like $50. Like it's still like that person does the same. Yeah, exactly. That person does like the same amount of work.
Right, and that's what the whole issue is. And you know, this I know people do this all the time, where if something happens with a meal, and they comp the meal, they don't tip for the amount of the meal, because they're not paying anything, which is crazy. You know, and if that happens, if there's an issue with the meal and you get that comped for whatever reason, and it's happened to me, and there have been issues with the food or something has happened. You always leave the server the amount that you would have if you'd have paid the bill, or more.
And I actually have, just to throw in a happy story, I did have an experience once where I was working in a restaurant and, you know, some friends of one of the managers came in and I was waiting on them and they spent, you know, a ton of money. And the manager comped their whole bill. And so instead they just gave me all of the money that would have, that bill would have been. And it was a very excellent
day.
Every once in a while, you get people who are really great.
Yeah.
People who understand, but I think for the most part, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't understand.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, if people can't afford to tip, but they want a night out, well, go someplace where you can afford both the tip and the meal.
Yeah.
If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out to dinner, period.
That's right. And people should keep that in mind, that whatever you do when you go out, you've got to remember to include the tip if you're on a really tight budget,
right?
Because we have to remember that, and as you said, I think the figure was it's 70% of the servers are women. I heard that. It's especially women. You know, we should be really supporting other women because a lot of the servers, women that are. That are working as servers are single mothers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of them. So we just have to keep all of that in mind when we do go out and frequent a restaurant.
And also
because it's so important.
also in relation to that, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of this. So the McDonald's does this thing, which I don't understand why. I mean, I understand the concept of why they're trying to do it, but they make themselves look so bad in the process. Not that they ever really look that great, but right. I mean, this just reinforces like their terribleness. They sent out this thing, and it's called a sample monthly budget. And, like, they try to do this thing to help guide employees, which, like, to a degree, okay, you want to say a lot of people who work in, like, fast food, retail, stuff like that, there are a chunk of them that are teenagers. So, on one hand, it's kind of like, all right, you know, that's actually not a terrible thing to do because, you know, maybe they don't have that person at home to sit them down and tell you, like, you know, this is how you should budget your money. Or give you an idea of, like, percentages to apply to things or, like, things that you should realistically think about if you want to grow up and move out. These are some things you might have to pay for in your life, which, I mean, I'm not against that, but I'm against the way that McDonald's does this because of the fact that I just feel insulted and I don't even work for McDonald's.
This thing is just crazy.
Yeah.
The first budget, and I've already posted it on Facebook on the Cleveland Jobs of Justice page, our union page, and my personal page. But
we found it on labor411.org also, by the way. You can find it at any of those places. Go on.
Right. Right. The first thing that jumped out at me, there's not a line item here for food. So they're expecting, and then the other one was the heating was zero.
Right. Okay, so first of all, let's just go roll through this really quickly. So first of all, the very first two lines are income from your first job and then income from your second job. So right away, yeah, they are assuming that you have two jobs.
You have to have two jobs. That's sad.
Right, you have to have two jobs.
And the fact that they're expecting you only make $2,000 a month.
Right, at two jobs.
Right.
And then it goes through expenses that are savings, mortgage and rent, car payment, car insurance, health insurance, heating, cable and phone, electric, and then other, which is $100. But you're right. There is no line item for food. Go on, please.
Well, and the reason why is because with making this type of income, they will qualify for food stamps, I'm sure. And that's why it's not here. And that's the other reason why heating is zero, because the heat is available for low-income people during the wintertime to help them with the heating costs. So I'm sure that's what they've built into this, is that people are going to have to be relying on public assistance.
Oh, so are you saying that the health insurance that only costs $20 is not because McDonald's is offering premium health insurance to their employees? It's probably because they're expecting public assistance?
Yep. And maybe the Affordable Care Act, but then I know that that can be quite expensive. Yeah, it's obvious to me that that's exactly what they're building in here. Because why would they leave food off?
Yeah, I was assuming food and like gas money for this car that they think they have, this car payment they think they can afford, is coming out of that monthly spending money of $800, which in my opinion cracked me up. I was like, wow, you've got $800 left after you pay all these bills in a month to just, you know, go treat yourself out to something nice. Like that really was like, I was like, whoa.
No way.
I wish I had $800 a month that I can go, hey, this is my free spending money.
Right, right. I mean, this is just ludicrous. It's crazy. But it happens more often than not. I mean, look at Walmart. Walmart, I believe it's out in California. They actually encourage, and they may have stopped the practice because so many people were outraged about it. But they encourage their employees and tell them where to go and how to sign up for food stamps.
That's ridiculous.
And other assistance, public assistance.
I mean, guiding someone who needs public assistance is one thing, but the fact that you are, as an employer, in my opinion, that's kind of messed up, considering you're the one who's literally paying this person for a presumably full-time job, if someone's like, you know, down and out, part-time, there's no full-time jobs available, per se, at Walmart, and you're just trying to help them out, if they want to help guide them, that's like one thing, just to like, you know, someone's hit a rough patch. Everyone hits a rough patch, but that's not the intent of it.
But as a company policy, to send people there because you, yeah, as a company, your policy is not to pay people enough to afford food.
That's a problem.
Right, right. And that's, it's, I mean, this stuff just really gets me fired up. And
it's ridiculous.
The other thing that just really ticks me off is I hear people, a lot of times when we're out at rallies or you hear you're in discussions with people, they'll say, well, just go get a job. I did it. Just go get a job. Well, yeah, if you go get a job like this.
Yeah. And the other thing of it is these aren't quote unquote part-time people. These are the full-time people. And even, your Walmart, your McDonald's, your whatever, your what have you, these places, they still need full-time people. Because the argument I hear is, well, that shouldn't be your full-time job. Well, if you think about it, you know, there are still people, they need full-time people to be able to run this. You can't just have this crew of all these part-time people to just do this. You don't have a part-time manager. I mean, you've got like a store manager, you've got a shift manager, and like you've got a hierarchy of people, and like these people aren't paid enough to survive. Like your store manager maybe, but like your shift managers and stuff like that, I know people who have done these positions. They're not paid like $15 an hour. They're paid like $8 an hour because everyone else makes seven.
Right.
And they're right. The ones that this whole budget is applying to, which is the sad part.
Right, and more than likely, just by looking at the figures, I would say that these amounts, the first one was $1,105, and the second job was $955. And that has to be 32 hours a month, at least.
Probably. It's probably skirting exactly what they need to consider them, quote-unquote, full-time.
Yep, right. And you know, people that have to work two part-time jobs, working 60 to 70 hours a week, and I remember a couple years ago, There was a young woman who took a break, and it may have been in Pennsylvania, where she stopped in a parking lot to just kind of catch a quick nap before her next job. And I think that it was either, I can't remember all the circumstances, it was either in the summer or the winter, she either, you know, got too warm because she fell asleep in the car, or she froze. I can't remember which one it was, but something happened to the worker because she stopped to rest in between jobs. And if she hadn't have done that, she would probably still be alive today.
You know, I think I do remember that, but I don't exactly remember where that happened.
I do remember that. I'm pretty sure that it was that there was a gas can in the trunk or in the car in the back seat somewhere that had tipped over, and it was the fumes that got her. Is what I think it was. Either way, it's horrible.
Well, on that note, that I want to end on a bad note, but we are out of time because, of course, there's never enough time, especially when we're fired up. So, Deb, real quick, what's the Facebook and website if someone wants to check out Cleveland Jobs of Justice?
Our website is clevelandjwj.org. Facebook is facebook.com/clevelandjwj, and at Twitter at CLEJWJ.
Awesome.
Hit well.
Yeah,
hit
that's
well.
Right. All right, Deb, we have got to run. We've got to go. That was Deb Klein of the Cleveland Jobs of Justice. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.